12 ranchers operating beef and dairy farms on Point Reyes National Seashore Parkland have settled a long-standing legal dispute with a number of environmental groups and agreed to retire their leases in exchange for payments coordinated by environmental nonprofit The Nature Conservancy. The buyouts, totaling an undisclosed amount of money but reported by the San Francisco Chronicle to be around $30 million, will end ranching on 16,000 of the 18,000 leased acres in the 71,000-acre park. Eric Molvar is the executive director of the Western Watersheds Project, one of the groups that was a part of the settlement.
This is a package that includes a major reduction in livestock. It includes allowing the Tule elk, which had formerly been, for the most part, bottled up on Tamales Point, to spread throughout the whole national seashore and increase in numbers up to their natural population levels. It includes some changes in the way that the national seashore will be managed, and certain activities that have been allowed up to this point would cease, like the spreading of manure and the growing of non-native forage crops to support cattle feeding. So overall, it's a major step in the right direction for the environment and for the seashore.
The deal concludes years of litigation brought by environmental groups against the National Park Service, citing pollution and disruptions to the Tule elk caused by ranching. Point Reyes National Seashore, located along the Pacific Coast in western Marin County, was created by Congress in the 1960s to protect the area's pastoral lands from the rapidly developing Bay Area. The owners of the dairies and beef ranches that occupied the area at the time, some of which had existed since the time of the Spanish missions, agreed to sell their properties to the U.S. government, but with the condition that they be allowed to continue to operate. The 25-year leases the ranchers signed expired decades ago, leaving their businesses limping along on short-term extensions. Environmental groups have spent years attempting to return the Point Reyes National Seashore to a more natural state. Molvar said that the New Deal is ultimately a compromise between the involved groups.
We did not agree with the idea that necessarily those lands should be committed to commercial livestock production. And the ranchers that had been authorized to lease Park Service lands for generations felt that they had a right to stay. And, so the agreement hammered out the, differences from these different perspectives. And I think both parties made some concessions and made some gains.
Jeff Miller, senior conservation advocate with the Center for Biological Diversity, said that the settlement has been in the works since 2022.
So we sued the park to force them to update their management plan, and then sued again in 2022 when they came out with a plan that would have actually expanded cattle ranching and other agricultural operations, would have required shooting Tule elk, putting kind of an artificial population cap on their numbers and shooting them when they got to those levels, generally would have continued kind of the status quo out there.
With the deal in place, the expectation is that park officials will work with the Nature Conservancy to restore the ranching properties, which in some cases may mean preserving historical buildings, and in other cases, allowing the natural landscape to return. According to the Nature Conservancy, some grazing will continue in the park to help with vegetation management. Adjacent ranches in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which is also operated by the National Park Service, will receive new 20-year leases, marking a compromise to preserve some agricultural activity in less ecologically sensitive areas. The agreement also includes housing assistance for farm workers who will be displaced. Two ranchers declined the deal and will continue operations, though their future remains uncertain. Overall, though, Miller said he is very optimistic about the future of the Shoreline Park.
I think it's an exciting kind of transition point for the future of Point Reyes, and I think it'll take a while, but I think the public's going to eventually see a lot of changes out there, including more natural ecosystems and increased public access.
According to the terms of the deal, ranchers that agreed to end their leases will wind down their operations over the next 15 months. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.